sense right away. With an enigma. Mother in Yevamos said, Afsama Dawit, poses a question. Because it seems a repeat of the same story over and over again. Sora couldn't have a child. Sora, I call him. Right, Ein lo ben. Rivka, right. Can't have a child. V'yeta Yitzchok Hashem b'doch Hesho ki akolehi. Later on, Rochel, Ein lo ben. It's the same plot over and over again, and the Torah emphasizes each time. That's the Shailah Mo'en Yevamos. Why? Remember, the Torah didn't have to tell you all that. No one had to tell you. Abram had a son Yitzchak. Yitzchak had a son Yaakov and Esau, right? Rochel had a son Yosef and Benjamin. It's a genealogy, like it has a. At the end of the Parsha Lech Lecha, listen, Zehola Rezeh, Zehola Zesha. Obviously, the Torah is trying to emphasize something. So the Gemara asked the question, right? V'yeta Yitzchok, Hashem Lenochach Ishto, Ki Akol Rehi. V'yeta Yitzchok. So the Gemara says he was also sterile. Not only was she an Akol. He also had problems, Yitzchak. Melamed Sheshneim Akurin Hoyu. They were both infertile. So, Marat Umepnei Ma Hoyu Avoseinu Akurin. Meaning, why did Torah have to tell us that? If it was, it was, but obviously Kadosh Baruch Hu intended it. They shouldn't be Akurin. They should have children. So just tell us about the children. Amar Rav Yitzchak. Mipnei shehakadosh baruch hu misaver letfiloson shel tzadikim. Strange answer from Yimon Yevamos. Because God longs for the tefillah of a tzadik. What? God is lacking praise. God is hungry for praise. He needs the tefillah of a tzadik to pray to him. Okay. Question is, how come we have a repeat of the same incident, the same story? Sora was Akora, Rivka was Akora, yeah, Rivka and Yitzchak, and then Rochel's Akora, then Chana's Akora. Why? So my answer is because God misaver l'tfiloson shel tzadikim. What could that possibly be? I'll tell you what it means. There's only one real opposition, real competitor to the Rebbeinu Shlomo in this world. We're not worried about people worshipping the sun or the moon or the stars. Yeah, there are kooks who do, the whole world, all of Iran are still the sun worshippers. Asterism, right? They still like to bury their dead on the roof so that the vultures will take the bodies up the ground. They ask for a UN resolution against use of pesticides because the vultures were being killed from the eating the animals, the dead animals, mice or whatever it is, and getting poisoned by it. So there's a shortage of funeral directors. Who who are we worried about? Worry about man declaring himself God. I've been saying to you several times, right now, we worship, in America especially, worldwide maybe, the God of autonomy. What I want is, there's no such thing as good and evil, as sin and mitzvah. What I want to do is right. One little problem, we shouldn't impose upon you. But otherwise, none of your business what I do. You wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror, and you say, Moshe Manach Tolach. One of the problems that sneaks up on you, and you see it worldwide today, the deification of an individual. One of the objections to the behavior of Hasidim is the deification of the Rebbe. One thing someone to be a tzaddik, he was part of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? But the idea that the Rebbe has power over the Baruch Hu, that he can compel the Baruch Hu to do. But that's how it develops in the mind of the layman, that's what it is, yes. A belief in the power of an individual. Who would have the best chance of declaring himself God? That's throughout our history. Kings, Yishayahu was a tzaddik. By the end of his life, he declared himself God. Sorry, as he tells you, Yoshio. Therefore, what he's saying over here is, why did we make Ankara? Didn't have to make him Ankara, meaning. I could have left that out of the Torah. I want you to know, Avraham Avinu was in the Kifshon age, right? And came out unscathed from a fire. And Yitzchak, we'll see later on, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu was so protective of him that in time of hunger he planted his field and I found Meir Sha'orim. It grew 100 times more truer than ever before. What more you need than that? Your field, right, is dried out. My field is flourishing. You know why? But I am in charge of the, I am God. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu put in your God. Yeah? Go ahead. Have a baby. Try. Doesn't work. What do you need? Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem Roch HaNishto. Yitzchak got on his knees and prayed to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Kodesh Baruch Hu. People ran, see them, snagged him, ran to the Lubavitcher Rebbe because the wife was not getting pregnant. Yeshivish world, he ran to the Chazon Ish for Brocha. No one stopped to think. Chazon Ish had no children, and the Rebbe had no children. If he's such a powerful Rebbe, why does he have to help his wife? Why does he help himself? But yet Yitzchak went to let you know, yes, a Rebbe can be mispalted to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's important to be mispalted to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but no is also an answer. He was mispalted for his wife, surely. And God said no. In the spiral to you, maybe God will say yes, okay. The tefillah of a tzaddik is choshev. But it ain't no guarantee. The tefillah is with Kadosh Baruch Hu's permission. Then it works. That's what the Gemara says. Gimel Maptechos. Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps three keys. Rabbi Yochanan in his vest pocket. The key to Tchias HaMeisim, the key to Parnosa, and the key to the womb, the key to a child. But to let you know, don't you tell me this guy has a special koach, he can work this out. No one can work it yet. I like to tell the story when I became Rav in Muncie, my second president. The wealthiest man in the shul this summer. That's how he became a president. Right. He worked, I'm not mentioning any names, he worked for his brother. Brother was in the good old days on 7th Avenue. I was in the shop many times to buy clothes for my daughters. He was a dress manufacturer. And he employed his brother. His brother, that was his whole panos, the brother worked for his brother. They got into a battle, and the brother fired him. He didn't have a penny to his name. But what did he do for his brother? Listen, women, men too, I think I have sometimes, they have in the sleeve here a semicircular piece of material, like a sweat, maybe against sweat or whatever it is. And his job in this dress factory was cutting out these semicircles. Okay. That's all he knew how to do. So when he was fired, he went ahead, got himself a sewing machine, and made semicircles, and went around to the dress manufacturers to ask them to buy from him. Okay. Became a multimillionaire. I give this example. Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps the key to himself. If he wants, become a multimillionaire by cutting semicircles of material. I could be a Rebbe, no problems. I deal a lot with infertility challenges. When they meet, talk to the doctor, they meet again, problems, not working so well, etc. Each time, what do you say? Give him a bracha. In Mir Sashem, you should have a child. Okay? And then when they have a child, because of my bracha. Right? And these people, I've heard, will send other customers to me. Oh, go to. You gave me a bracha and I had a child. Right. Does she know that I had 10 other people that month? I gave the same bracha. Didn't have a child. Yeah, you can aggrandize the one victory, right, and forget about the 10 defeats. Okay, that's shot number one. Then goes, strange thing, she finally becomes pregnant. Look at Rashi. What does Rashi say? By his hotsu habon and bekirba, the pregnancy was difficult. Right? Batoma im kain lomo ze anochi. So Rashi says clearly, mama ze anochi, right? Why may Sabel Miss Padala Sarihoy? Why did I pray to God to become pregnant? Right? Why? He says, yeah. Batoma im kain lomo ze anochi, godol tsar ha'ibul. Pregnancy is not a pleasure. It's discomfort. So what do I ask for it? So what do you do? So she went ahead and went to the presence of Shem Be'eva to ask, what is she doing by Shem Be'eva? She should go to an obstetrician. Go to an infertility clinic or something. So the medical says she was in pain. We walked by or shul, a bris medrash, right? And suddenly there was turmoil in a room. Walked by a church, turmoil in the room. So listen, Pshat. So she went, complaining, he says, because of the tzar of Leda, the tzar of Hiroyon. They told her, Binavua, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech, no, you're carrying twins. And what you see here is that this, what? You pass by a Bais Medrash, one of them wants to come out. Of course, all figures of speech. You pass by a church, someone else wants to, the other one wants to come out. Oh, if that's the case, right? She's content. Why does it make her feel any better? We have two. Here's Rav Pshat. According to the Medrash, of course, neither should be taken literally. But nevertheless, there's a musa here. What's the musa? She thought she's pregnant with one child. It's a strange child. Seems to have a yearning for Torah. Now, yearning for Avodah Zarah. That's what's called Poseach Hashnei Sifim. Right? Where is he standing? On which foot? Right foot, left foot? Which way are you? Inside, outside? Are you with us or against us? I don't know how to handle such a child. A child? Yeah. Torah? Good, no problem. You happen to learn Torah, right? Now, at night, you want to go out and smoke a little pot? Yeah, it's also good. No problem. Such a fellow is all messed up, you don't know what to do with him. When she heard Shnei Goyim, you have two children, one on Tzadik, one on Rasha, she was content. Of Rasha, I know what to do. I'll make a Tzadik out of it. I'll try harder with this one. I can solve that problem. It gives me something to do. But give me a child that kosher, treif, mutter, rosso is all the same to him. Such a child, I don't know what to do. That's the mus. Key is, right, the confidence also. You don't give up on the child. So you tell me that Zarosha is the Zarosha. I have a long time yet before Kodesh Baruch Hu will evaluate him, before society will evaluate him. I have to have confidence I'll be able to do something with him. Okay, I think that's for this week's segue. That's up here, people. Good Shabbos. Okay, whoever prepared the Gemara for Monday.
Good Shabbos, sir.